You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Get in the know, non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Go, Pat, go! Go, Pat, go!
All right, we will do deep dives. Our initial plan, and we will stick to this, was to do a D.D. Westbrook deep dive, Rick Dennison, and that whole situation, refusing to get a COVID vaccine. So we will get into those things. But as we are about to hit the mics here on Purple Daily, Phil Mackey, Judd Zulgad, executive producer Declan Goff, presented by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. We started catching wind of the Packers shareholders meeting. Oh, boys, this is hilarious and glorious. Imagine if you are Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst, and you're going through the biggest professional crisis of your life. And now today at Lambeau Field in front of, like, I think it looks like there's like 20,000 people inside Lambeau Field. All of the Packers shareholders who bought certificates on Packers.com. Mm-hmm. And you're going through the biggest professional crisis of your life. And you have to explain it to all of them. Like I told you guys on Mackey and Judd, it's basically like my three uncles in Wisconsin are like there to demand answers. I am a Packers owner. Why is Aaron Rodgers not going to play football for the Packers this year? Feed me information. And here it is from Tom Pelissero. Mark Murphy starts by praising Brian Gutekunst and saying he's the right person to lead the football program. And one guy yells, "I've never seen him throw a touchdown."
God, I love it.
And that guy... And that guy just came off a barstool at Anduzzi's where he started drinking at 6 a.m.
Miller Lights. All those
bars, I know the area. Open at 6 a.m. I know the area, man. I've been there myself.
God.
Oh, man. Bill in Waukesha has got some takes on the Packers quarterback situation. There's more here, too. Let's see. Some fans are lightly booing Mark Murphy as he walks out on stage. One fan waits for it to quiet down, then yells, "Mark Murphy, fire the general manager."
Go, Pat, go!
But this is what you get and what you deserve when you sell fraudulent pieces of paper to build additions to your stadium continually and tell the people who are basically, let's, you know, call a spade, being ripped off, that you're telling them, "You're an owner of this team. I mean, you've got a voice here. You can, this is what you deserve, at least occasionally, as far as, because I'm sure they're all like, oh, these idiots, why do we have to do this? Because you're greedy and you are, is there a bigger snake oil salesman scheme in sports than this one?
No, I mean, it's like, I mean, what do they get? So you get to show up to the Packers shareholders meeting. We'll get you some free bagels and donuts, and then you can just yell things at Mark Murphy once a year.
Packers owner, I paid $100. I own part of this team. Bring back Aaron.
Bump, bump, ba-da-da-da. Go, Pat, go.
Go, Pat, go.
I will say, before we get into actual Vikings things, hopefully for Mark Murphy's sake, as he's getting pelted with questions, he's on the hot seat. Hopefully he's got a pair of chill boys on. Ugh. The most comfortable boxer briefs. I got the most comfortable boxer briefs I've ever put on in my life on right now here. And at Chill Boys, it's a Minnesota-based company. They are passionate about one thing, your comfort, chillboys.com. Judd usually talks for 8 minutes and derails the show when it comes to Chill Boys.
I love the Chill Boys.
So we're going to put him in a timeout. Okay. Declan, one word to describe how Chill Boys make you feel right now.
Performance. It's all about performance. And Brian Gutekunst needs his performance brand of Chill Boys to deal with this ornery crowd of Austin from Appleton and, you know, PJ from Oshkosh who are asking him all these hard-hitting questions about Aaron Rodgers. You need some performance brand on right now, my friend, and Chill Boys can help you out.
Bamboo fabric. Those are the two words you need to know. Chillboys.com. All right. Dede Westbrook, new Vikings third wide receiver and punt returner. Let's get into what that means for the Vikings. So over the weekend, he started posting photos from his Instagram account like, hey, I'm in Minneapolis. Hey, I'm at the practice facility. I do think it's kind of funny. Like, people are reacting to this. Like, I'm all over Vikings Instagram and Vikings Twitter, and it's like feels like people are reacting to this like one half notch below the way that we all reacted when Brett Favre showed up in a black SUV with Brad Childress. Like,
right.
Finally. But then when you look at what the Vikings have been rolling out for a third wide receiver the last few years, it is huge. Like, the gap between Declan's guy Chad Beebe or what B.C. Johnson did last year and what Dede Westbrook can bring as a slot receiver, it does seem like a pretty huge solidifying signing. But what did you guys think when you saw that news yesterday?
I think the move is probably more important or most important for depth purposes. So if Jefferson or Thielen get hurt, I think this guy can step in. I'm not saying he's going to be great, but he'll be an improvement on what the Vikings currently have on the depth chart. So I don't think that there is, and I might be wrong here, but I don't take this as, well, now there's a great competition for the third receiver spot. I perceive the depth chart to be Jefferson, Thielen atop it, and Westbrook basically in ink as the third guy.
I mean, Ben Lieber tweeted that it's going to be a great competition between Westbrook, yeah, Chad right. Beebe, and B.C. Johnson.
Yeah. Our friend Tyler Fornes, I think, tweeted this week that I want to say the Vikings only used a third receiver on like something like 27 or 29% of their snaps last year, so they don't much. So if Dede Westbrook is going to be as impactful as some think, and I know we know the name, so it's exciting, the head coach is going to have to allow Clint Kubiak to allow Kirk Cousins to pass the ball more. If they don't, I think it's more important that it's a depth move in case somebody gets hurt. But yeah, I'm not over the moon. Oh my God, you've got a third guy who's going to play a huge role. I think he could play a role, but until I see a seismic shift in how this team operates offensively, I'm going to say I think it's a nice move. It's an inexpensive move. But it's not like a move that, okay, this sets you up now. This does not set you up. I think it gives you depth.
Dex?
Yeah, I was talking to Judd on Mackie and Judd as well about how third wide receivers sometimes don't make like as big of an impact as we've seen before. Like when they brought in Kendall Wright 3 years ago, remember? Like Kendall Wright was a nice receiver for the Bears, but then I think he didn't even make the 53-man roster. Tajay Sharp, kind of the similar situation last season. So sometimes I think we do get a little too excited, and especially when it's a wide receiver. And I like this, though, because it does give the team depth. Thielen's missed time with injuries. Keenan McCardell, the Vikings' new wide receiver coach, is really familiar with them as well. So I think it helps. The Vikings are not a three wide receiver deep team. They're going to run out those two tight end sets a lot, but it's a good signing. Like I think this Dede Westbrook will end up being a pretty solid player, and especially with punt returning too. All you have to do is return one punt 17 yards, and we've already immaculated or surpassed the last year's punt total. So I do think he'll bring some value.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he has a touchdown as a punt returner in his life, so that's a huge step
forward.
He's
no Bobby Wade. He ain't no Bobby Wade.
You're not just going to sit back there and fair catch everything, just curl up in the fetal position? But yeah, The ball's being snapped to the punter, and Bobby Wade just back there.
Fair catch! No, don't hit me!
But yeah, one thing to note though, because we're only thinking, well, Tyler Fornes had the number 27% of snaps or whatever it was with a third wide receiver. So you're not really using him much, but there's a 17th game, an 18th week, and Adam Thielen has had some injury things before. You never know, like Justin Jefferson could go down for a couple weeks. Also, not to turn this whole thing into a COVID discussion, Adam Thielen's not vaccinated. So, like, if he has to go on the COVID list for 3 or 4 weeks, who then becomes your number two receiver? And to have Dede Westbrook step into that role, I think makes people feel a little bit better if you have to target him 10 times a game versus a Chad Beebe or a B.C. Johnson. So, I think my biggest questions are, what does he look like coming off the ACL injury? How often will the Vikings use a third wide receiver in their offensive packages? But he gives Kirk another reliable option. Here's a number, and I don't have great context for how this compares to other slot receivers, but I think this is good. So he had 132 catches between his last two full seasons, 2018-19. More than half of those catches, 70 of them, went for first downs. So when he was catching passes out of the slot in Jacksonville for, you know, less than great quarterbacks, I guess there was the like week and a half run of Gardner Minshew that got everyone excited. Like over half of those went for first down. So he just seems like the type of guy that, hey, Kirk, it's 3rd and 7. I know you have tunnel vision for Adam Thielen every single time, or Kyle Rudolph, who's gone now. D.D. Westbrook gives you someone that you can scan and see and throw an 8-yard pass to, right?
And Zim says run. Dalvin can get it, Clint. But coach is 3rd and 7. Dalvin can get it, Clint. Anyway, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, that is a big question, though. How with all these weapons now? Yes. I mean, last week, you know, the article from ESPN.com came out, and we discussed it, and the Vikings have the 5th best or ranked set of skill position players, and that was before they brought in D.D. Westbrook as a 3rd wide receiver. And so, like, you got all these weapons, and we can do a deeper dive into this later this week, but Judd dug up the numbers. Like, the Vikings were one of the 5 least frequent passing teams in the NFL last year. It would be criminal if they didn't pass the ball more often based on the weapons and getting Dakota Dozier out, ideally, from starting at a guard position. Like, they should throw the ball more. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying 5-wide shotgun, put Kirk in a weird spot. If it's 3 extra play actions a game, great, even better. But they should be throwing the ball more now that they've got these weapons solidified.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and they... There's a lot of people that think that Clint is going to do that, but I keep saying this. It's going to come back to his boss. Does his boss allow him to do that? And just to transition quickly, if the run game coordinator is gone, do we have possibly less of a tie-in between Zim and that guy to run the football as consistently?
So just to set this up, so the NFL has mandated, I think a lot of people are sort of surprised. Wait a second, you know, the Vikings did this? So the NFL has mandated that all tier one employees, so basically anyone with direct contact with players, coaches, trainers, anybody with direct contact, must be vaccinated. And if you're not, then you can't be a tier one member of the football team. You got to find something else to do. So Rick Dennison, who is 63 years old, he's been around the Kubiak offensive universe for decades. He has chosen not to get vaccinated. Initially, our friend Courtney Cronin from ESPN.com reported that he was just out, that he had been let go, or however you want to phrase it. It sounds like there is a little bit of sort of back and forth happening still to maybe keep him in the organization somehow, or to convince him at the last second to get a vaccination. I don't know. My quick thought is, for a 63-year-old man, not to turn this into a big vaccination debate, but like, if you're 63 and you're not in amazing shape, like, you know, Rick Dennison, COVID itself is probably more risky than any short or long-term side effects from a vaccine, but this is his choice. And with it comes the consequence of, all right, 6-figure job, like, might just be out the window for him.
Mm-hmm. So, Phil, I think you have to be right in saying that they must have been hoping for quite some time now that they could convince him to get the shot, because it doesn't make sense. If you knew he wasn't going to do it and therefore essentially did not qualify to coach and you were certain of that, I think you make this move probably in June, because like, we're days before camp. And no matter what you think of Rick as a coach, his job titles are important. Like, he's not the assistant special teams coach. The offensive line is a full-time job, and keep in mind, like it or not, and a lot of us probably don't, the run game coordinator, which means he schemes up the run for the game plan, is very important to the guy who runs this team, and that being Mike Zimmer. So we can't just eliminate this and be like, oh, good, he's gone. This is, you know, days before camp. This does become an issue as to who's going to replace him. Are they going to have to redo some things? We don't know. But what's really weird about the story is I was doing some research on Dennison on Friday and went back. Chad Graff wrote a really interesting piece for The Athletic when Gary Kubiak brought Rick in, because they go way back as buddies, and Rick coached with Gary on the Broncos staff. Rick Dennison's background, like, is in science. Like, he has a college. He's got, like, a master's degree. This dude is not, this is not a just a weird, I don't believe in the shot guy because that's just my lifestyle. He definitely has reason for not getting the shot, which I found to be more intriguing. But, yeah, there's the other thing I think that we should clear up, too, because I saw this quite a bit when it came to this situation and some more. Over the weekend was the whole thing on Twitter about, well, they can't do this. He's going to sue the Vikings. No, ladies and gentlemen, the National Football League can do what they want. They're a private business. So if they have declared that to be a tier one employee, that you have to get this shot to essentially do your job, if you don't, you're gone. The difference is with the players, they've got a players association which represents them, and that's yes. why that's the difference in. So if the league and the players association had agreed, if players don't get the shot, they're basically suspended. That's all negotiated in the CBA. The league with its own employees and assistant coaches fall under league, and you know, because they're team employees, you can be let go. So this is not a
yes.
I'm going to sue you now. No, you're basically coaching career for now is either over or on hold.
I want to let just real quick, because I'm glad you brought this up, because that's been the biggest question. Like, well, how can they legally mandate? This is a free country, right? How can you legally mandate that someone gets a vaccine? And so I was doing some research last night. First of all, it is legal for companies to require vaccines, and they do it for the safety of other employees. If they feel like there is a safety threat in some way, then they can. I mean, also, restaurants can mandate that you have a shirt on or they don't have to serve you, right? Like, it's not just private businesses can have a lot of leeway in terms of what they can and can't require. And if you go by the definition of medium to large companies in the United States, over half of them right now are mandating to some extent a vaccine to come back into an office or a workplace. And so it's not just the NFL. It's not uncommon. A lot of people are also asking, well, what about HIPAA? I mean, how can – like, shouldn't your status medically be private to whatever extent? Well, two things. Number one, the NFL literally has an injury report that comes out every week in the season
yes.
to make it public, you know, who has what ailment.
Yes.
But HIPAA specifically only covers what health providers – can and can't reveal
yes.
and disclose about your condition. So like the doctor's office that you went to get a vaccine or not can't publicly say, hey, Rick Dennison
yep.
didn't get a vaccine, right? HIPAA has nothing to do with what your company asks you to do. So the NFL is asking tier one employees to get a vaccine. They're not, you know, breaking your arm, but they will send you to the unemployment line because they want these games to go off without a derailment in 2021.
Exactly.
So you can choose to not, like, you're not going to get thrown in jail for not getting a vaccine, but you might not be able to work for an NFL team in 2021. So yes, the NFL can do this to answer the question.
I think when it comes to sports, there might be nothing as misunderstood as HIPAA. It is unbelievable. So just to give an example of when a person's privacy from a health standpoint is officially violated in sports. Do you guys recall when Schefter got the doctor's basically report, very detailed, on, I believe, Jason Pierre-Paul?
And his ESPN, hand, right?
Yeah, and ESPN, if I'm not mistaken, was sued because they tweeted out essentially a very detailed document. That's a violation of a person's rights. But if I've gotten the shot, or if I have, to Phil's point, a hamstring strain, there's nothing that protects that. Like, I can refuse to tell you if I've gotten the shot. But yeah, the league is basically built on information to provide, most importantly, gamblers. Okay.
Yeah. But here's the other thing too. Like, so when it comes to the players, the league can't mandate that Kirk Cousins gets a vaccine or Adam Thielen gets a vaccine. But what the league can do is, and you're seeing this right now, they can put a ton of pressure on by saying, hey, if your team has an outbreak and you're forced to like have to postpone a game or cancel a game, then you get a forfeit on your playoff record.
Yes.
You get a loss on your playoff record. They can also mandate that vaccinated players and non-vaccinated players, while like can still play on the same team, that they have to go through different protocol for the safety of everyone in the organization. So I think, and we'll find this out this week, Judd's going to be at training camp. By the way, we're going to unveil a little Purple After Dark new series for training camp a couple times this week. Interactive, taking your questions. So definitely stay tuned to the Purple Daily YouTube channel. Maybe a couple adult beverages and the Purple Daily podcast.
Dehydrated, I'll need the nourishment.
You'll need some, need a little bit of liquid.
Need some hops.
Nourishment. And so I think what you might start to see is, and because there were some reports about this, unvaccinated players with wristbands. Like, this is going to be a...
The Buccaneers are doing that for sure. I saw that story. I don't know if it's across the board, but yes.
I mean, and that's kind of, I guess that's my next question is, you got all these guys coming in and camp's going to start and we're already seeing COVID tension among the Vikings, right? Like, Alex Mattison came out on Twitter and defended Rick Dennison and said, I ride with you, coach. Thielen, Harrison Smith, and we think Kirk Cousins aren't vaccinated, but Pat Peterson has come out and said anyone who's not vaccinated isn't serious about winning, basically.
Yes.
Eric Kendricks is pro-vax. These are all leaders on your team. Mike Zimmer has been vocally pro-vax, mostly because he wants to win football games, I would think, right?
And he had to be, yeah.
So, I mean, that's one thing. I don't know how closely you're going to be able to monitor this from where you will be covering, Jeb. I would be very curious to know, like, how does this COVID vaccine divide in the Vikings organization right now affect things from a football perspective?
This whole thing, in my opinion, is going to ruin the season for about two teams. I don't know whom, and I don't know exactly what, but you're either going to have the Delta variant run through a team and wipe them out, and it's going to be a huge problem, or it's going to be friction. I mean, the Bills are Exhibit A right now, you guys. Cole Beasley is a hardliner, no vax. Stephon Diggs came back, and what was his tweet, Dex?
Accountability and availability.
Yeah. Jerry Hughes, I believe, said, these are the best scientists in the world who came up with a vaccine, and people don't want it. Somebody else came back and said, I'm not going to be vaxxed. I don't believe in it. So this is going to, I think, derail the season of a couple of teams. And I don't know if it's going to be the Vikings or not, but this... Listen, this is the type of thing that 1,000% is going to cause friction. It definitely is. And I guess it's going to be how well it can be managed by players and coaches as well. But yeah, it's going to get weird and it's going to get hanky. And I don't know for which teams, but I don't see any way that there's not going to be some type of head-on collision here. Do you? I just don't see it.
No, I think if the leaders on the team, if Thielen, Harrison Smith, and Kirk Cousins wind up getting vaccines, I think all of this kind of goes to bed. I think if your starting quarterback is over here and the rest of your team, I just think it becomes a problem if some of the key players are pro-vax and versus anti-vax. I think it's going to be hard to build that full chemistry. If you can get all on the same page, I think you're off to the races. And speaking of off to the races, Brainerd International Raceway is putting on a great event this upcoming weekend. Moto America is coming to the BIR racetrack July 30th through August 1st. We're going to get Judd on a bike that goes 190 miles per hour.
No. I hope everyone has a great time. This sounds like an awesome event. No.
What scares you more, 190 miles per hour or carnival games? I'm going to guess that you put those probably in the same bin. But a lot of people think those things.
Carnival games?
I love them.
Or rides.
Well, that's a different one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But games?
But listen, if you're not a curmudgeon like Judd and you like 190 mile per hour adrenaline rushes and you love the family-friendly outdoor festivals like they provide with Motor America, check them out. Tickets and camping information available at BIRMN.com. Kids 12 and under even get in free. BIRMN.com.
Do it.
Enjoy a weed-free summer at the lake, courtesy of Aquaside. One easy application of Aquaside pellets can eliminate weeds and lake muck.
Ew.
Aquaside has been trusted by hundreds of thousands of lake homeowners since 1960. Neglecting aquatic weights can hamper recreational activities like swimming and boating. Lake weights can also provide breeding habitats for insects. Make your lakeshore beautiful this summer with Aquaside. Call 1-800-328-9350 or go to aquaside.com.
I don't think, like, I know that losing your run game coordinator and offensive line coach on the eve of training camp on paper looks terrible and totally different circumstance, but we saw what happened a few years ago when Tony Sperano tragically passed away, and it was like, it was hard for people to, that's a total, I mean, that's someone dying.
And Zimmer was devastated by that, I think.
Yep. This is more just like sort of an organizational logistical thing. Like, all right, now where does some of this work go to? Who's going to be working hands-on with the offensive line, et cetera? The Vikings' pass protection has been so garbage. I just don't know that this is going to derail you. Like, if Rick Dennison wants to still work as a consultant for the organization and watch film and sit at home and drop some blocking schemes, like, and he can submit them to the coaching staff. Like, he can still add value if they think he's valuable to the organization. But, like, let's not pretend like in 2020, he was some, like, offensive line saint sent here to make everything perfect. They were not good at blocking last year. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, that's my take.
Your run game is good. It's important in large part because it's, unfortunately, I guess, your bread and butter a lot of the time. So I wouldn't dismiss this as like no big deal, but I would never use the term derail. I'm just a little bit surprised if he was basically adamant and said, I am not going to get this shot. I would have pulled the plug on him in June and made arrangements then. And perhaps they started to, I don't know. I don't want to dismiss this as meaningless completely because I don't buy that, but I also don't want to try and sell this as, season's done now, Rick Dennison's gone. So I think it falls, like I said in statements, it falls in the category of something you don't need right now, but it's not like an adversity that you can't get past.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think if there's a pie chart of praise for the Vikings running game, I don't know that Rick Dennison gets more than 5% of it.
Yeah.
Like the overall Kubiak scheme gets some of it.
I'm not going to debate you completely. I just don't. I saw tweets like, good riddance. I'm glad he's gone. This is not the type of thing that you really want as training camp's about to start. That's my only point.
I think just from like a workflow standpoint, like it's one thing if you think that he's a bad offensive line coach or that he's, you know, just replaceable. If you're going to replace him, ideally, it would have been months ago so that whoever takes his place isn't just like scrambling. Now, maybe they've known about this and it's just now becoming a public thing. And his replacement or replacements have been shouldering some of this load since June.
And they do have guys picked, according to Courtney's piece. The one thing that I will say is as long as the offense runs the way that it currently runs and flows, Dennison, you know, coached an offensive line that could run block well. He schemed the run game, which clearly was good. So I guess if Zim is now going to say, you know what, I'll pass more, I'm all for it. But if he's still going to say, damn it, we're going to do what we did with Rick, then I don't think Rick being gone is a great thing. Because the offensive line, to be clear, has really struggled in pass protection. In run blocking, they've been solid. So this all, but I am all for Mike going to Clinton saying, I think we should pass the ball more. In fact, I'm all for that having taken place 3 or 4 months ago.
All right, we have another update from the Packers shareholders meeting here. If you guys want it.
Go, Pack, go!
Three people threw up.
Three?
Yeah, I'm sorry. 35. 300. Good point.
All right, Mark Murphy said on Aaron Rodgers, we want him back. We are committed to him in 2021 and beyond. That's what he said.
So hold on a second. So if I've got this faux piece of paper and I own a piece of this team, because I've been ripped off, okay?
Oh, we have major. We have even more major Aaron Rodgers news.
Go, Pack, go!
All right.
Ian Rapoport. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has indicated to people close to him that. What do you guys think?
That he's not coming.
He's not coming.
That he does plan to play for Green Bay this season, sources say. That is the expectation. Many factors at play, but with GM Brian Gutekunst saying he's hopeful for a positive outcome, there's a glimmer of optimism.
Go, Pat, go!
See, here's the problem. But here's the problem. I think the players, I think the friends or the people close to him who are indicating this, since he's basically ostracized most people from his life, are either teammates or former teammates, and they're hopeful. So, like, when David Bakhtiari is like, oh, he's going to show up, and I think AJ Hawk say this months ago, I think he's going, I talked to him, they're all wishing. But until I actually hear from a person who's legitimately close and has no skin in the game, I don't really trust this.
The other thing, too, is if he comes back and you know, obviously the same last dance photo as Devonta Adams being sent out, it's like, first of all, you guys aren't Jordan and Pippen, all right? And I'm mostly pro Rodgers with this feud between the Packers, because why would you draft his replacement in the first round when you have a Super Bowl window? That was weird.
Yep.
But at the same time, like, you guys have you're really, really good, but you've never, like, they've never been to a Super Bowl, right? Devonta Adams and Aaron Rodgers. The last Super Bowl they've been to was 10 years ago. And I know that we're in a Vikings glass house here, but.
Yeah, no, they've not.
I guess my question would be, how much, if he comes back, how much do you truly fear the Packers? On paper, it's all there, but it just feels like the chemistry, one bad game, right? Like, if something goes wrong in the first month, it just feels like everything could derail.
But he could also offensively completely shove, because he knows that he'll be gone. The one thing is, the Last Dance picture that they posted, photo, could have meant a lot of different things. And one thing it could have meant for sure, though, was that they are going to come back and they'll both be done after this. I don't know. I mean, it's so hard to read. It's so much fun, but yet BS drama. But the thing I was going to say is, if I own a fake piece of paper and the president of the team is now telling me that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback in 21 and beyond, here's my question. Then why did you cause all this by drafting Jordan Love? Because you're now,
they were wrong.
But you're,
they thought he was, they thought Rodgers,
I know, but
was
you
cooked.
But you pissed off the quarterback who you clearly now want back, and you used a first round pick on a guy whose contract you are actively letting go to waste. Like, the whole thing of having Jordan Love is playing him in his rookie contract. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to be
that's the thing.
It makes no sense.
So think about, like, the circle of events here, okay? So Aaron Rodgers, and this, there's more to it than this, but Aaron Rodgers thinks Brian Gutekunst is a moron.
Yeah.
And he's saying, because he's a moron, then he needs to be taken out of the organization, right?
Yes.
That's part of it.
Yes.
And the Packers are basically saying, well, we want you around for multiple years, Aaron, because we think you're the greatest, which validates Aaron's opinion that Brian Gutekunst is a moron for misevaluating it 2 years ago and wasting a precious first-round resource when they could have traded up for Justin Jefferson. Instead, they traded up for Jordan Love. So it's like the Packers agree with Rodgers on that front. And yet Brian Gutekunst still works for the organization, and he's the one speaking on behalf of the situation to all of the Bobs in Onalaska at the shareholders meeting today. It's ridiculous.
Goody is a stooge, though. He is a patsy. This is Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy thinks he knows football. I guarantee you this pick, no matter how much they would both deny it, this pick was a Mark Murphy pick. He is an idiot as far as football goes. He played at Northwestern, I think. I think he played pro, so he thinks he knows this league. He thinks he's a GM. You're a moron. But I mean, this Jordan Love thing, in fact, if I'm in Lambeau right now and I got a $100 piece of paper, I riot. I storm the stage. I riot. I'm drunk too, of course, because I'm a Packer fan. But seriously, think about how stupid this all is.
Oh, that's amazing.
The Favre thing made way more sense. I can defend him on Favre.
Yeah. Favre, well, Rodgers is Favre was a drama queen. Rodgers is even more of a drama queen than Favre is.
Yes, he is. But in Favre's case, they did tell him, what do you want to do? And he said, I'm retiring. And then he had buyer's remorse too late. And they had said to him, in fairness, They went back to him that April and said, are you sure you're done? Because we are turning the reins of this team to Aaron. And Favre said yes. And then like in June said, oh, wait. So that was much more of a problem caused by Brett as well. This is as big of a drama queen as Aaron might be. This is all on the Packers for screwing this one up.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, ordinarily, when you're a business and you're looking for risk management tools and you're looking to minimize bad things that can happen to your business, Federated Insurance would be the company to call. I don't know that they work with football teams. You can find a full list of industries that they work with on federatedinsurance.com. Auto services, contractors, dealerships. Yeah, I guess the Packers are contractors, right? They're a bunch of 53 contracted employees. I don't know. Give them a call.
Mark Murphy.
See what
if you're smart enough.
But find out how Federated can help protect your business, help maximize the success of your business. The insurance world can seem overwhelming, and so let them do the heavy lifting, helping you find coverage to best suit your business needs. Federated, where it's our business to protect yours. All right, well, we're sending Judd to Vikings training camp all week long. Tomorrow, Spielman and Zimmer speak on the Tuesday before Wednesday practice. And we're going to be pumping out daily episodes. So everything that, whether it's news, whether it's storylines, whether it's our own pontifications, you'll find it all every day on Purple Daily, plus some bonus Purple After Dark episodes throughout the next few weeks. So we're pumped. This is it, baby. We've made it. We've made it through the 8 month off-season abyss.
Yes.
And we're here. Also, we've got on the Mackie and Judd show, we've got NHL trade deadline, Major League Baseball, or not trade deadline, league year starting, NBA league year starting, free agency for both, Major League Baseball trade deadline, all kinds of stuff, and bonus Vikings discussions. Mackie and Judd, Minnesota Sports. We just want titles on Mackie and Judd. We just want a title for the Vikings here on Purple Daily. Very simple request. So, all right, boys. Good conversation.
Yep.
We'll see you tomorrow on Purple Daily.